We're very happy to have in the studio now the Managing Director of Verbier Festival, Kim Gaynor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for coming in on what's been a very busy schedule. Did you get any sleep last night?
I did get some sleep. You know, Verbier Festival is a bit of a marathon. If you blow out all the energy on the first night, you can't last until the very end.
Well, I had some people in this morning. I won't embarrass them by saying who, but they clearly are new to the festival because they were looking exhausted already.
Right.
So I think that you're right. You have to learn to pace yourself. You've been here for a while now. You've been doing the festival for a good few years now. So you clearly know the ropes very well. As I was saying earlier, that it is work that takes place throughout the whole year. People might think that you can just rock up a couple of months before and get everything done. No, you have an office in Vevey with a team there as well, and you're working right through the year. As soon as this festival finishes, you'll be thinking about the next one. Well, unless you haven't started thinking about
it
already.
Yes, that's right. We've already started thinking about 2012 and 2013, certainly with respect to the programming of the festival and a lot of the reservations of facilities that we need. So that's already underway.
What is the hardest part of organizing the festival? Is it the contracts? Is it the bookings? Or is it logistics?
Oh, there are a lot of challenges. I mean, during the festival, I would say one of the biggest challenges is when we have artists who, for one reason or another, cancel, whether it's illness or personal circumstances that cause them to cancel. And, of course, then we have to try and react very, very quickly to replace them. And that's difficult, as you can imagine, because we try to find artists always of the same quality, and they're very busy people, and bring them here from wherever they are in the world, organize all their housing, their travel, their everything that they need to perform in the place of another artist. I would say that's the trickiest element.
Has it become easier over the years? The more that you've become well known, the more that the festivals have become established, has that made it easier for you to have more pull to get the big names?
No, I think that the reason the Verbier Festival attracts the names it attracts has a lot to do with its founding, the founder, Martin Engström, and executive director, because he has developed personal relationships over his many years in the business with a lot of these people, and it's basically through friendship that a lot of them agree to come and perform here at short notice, or even to participate in our regular program.
And many of them come back on a regular basis, so
that's
that you must be doing something right. They must be. What is it they like about? What do they tell you that they like about the festival?
Oh, they tell us one of the things they really like is the fact that they find a lot of their colleagues here. You know, the life of a normal touring artist is that they arrive in the town where they're going to perform the evening before, sometimes one day previously. They rehearse, they perform that evening, and they are gone the next morning very, very early, and they don't get a chance to see their colleagues who may be coming the day before or the day after. In Verbier, we encourage that very much. So when people come, we like them to come for more than just one performance. Martin's philosophy about programming is to put them together with colleagues they may never have performed with before, performing repertoire they may never have performed with before. So it's a challenge, an artistic challenge for them, and at the same time, it's an opportunity for them to see people they haven't seen before.
And I think that philosophy is true for the Verbier Festival Orchestra as well, isn't it? These youngsters between the ages of 17 and 29, they might not know each other very well, and they might not have had much chance to play together before, but you wouldn't know it from listening to them last night. They sounded fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the casting, if you will, is a very important part of it, isn't it? It's not just about the musical ability, it's about whether they'll fit into the ethos of the festival.
Well, the orchestra, it's a little bit different because we change about a third of the positions in the orchestra every year. A young person in the orchestra can come back a maximum of 3 years, with some exceptions, but pretty much 3 years. So every year we change a third of the members of the orchestra. So when they arrive here in Verbier, most of them have never met before, of course. And they come from all over the world, so there are challenges with respect to language, and there are challenges with respect to culture, and it's very interesting. And to bring them all together into a unified ensemble of an orchestra with just 2 weeks preparation, really, because they're here for 5 weeks, 2 weeks preparation and 3 weeks of the festival, is really a great challenge.